Hello. Thank you everybody for joining us today to analyze the Piaggio Group first 9 months of 2015 financial results. Today's conference call will be held by Mr. Roberto Colaninno, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Piaggio Group, and Mr. Gabriele Galli, Piaggio Group General Finance Manager. During today's conference call, we will use the material you can download from our website. As usual, I remind you that during today's conference call, we may use forward-looking statements that are subject to risks that can cause actual results to be materially different. And now I'm glad to hand over the conference call to Mr. Gabriele Galli.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. As usually, we will go through the slides you can find on the website. So starting from slide number 2, we can have a look at the market demand. As we saw in the past months, the European demand has been increasing a little bit, but this increase has been offset by the increased weakness of some emerging markets. The European two-wheeler demand gained momentum. Today, the demand is up by 5% versus previous year, with the bikes, which are up by 10%, and the scooters, which started to grow starting from June, and today they're up by 1%. Asia-Pacific is still affected by a strong weakness in the market, and only Vietnam is today up, single digit. The three-wheeler market demand in India accelerated in terms of reduction in Q3. We are comparing versus a very strong third quarter last year, but in any case, today the number is up at minus 7% versus Q3 last year. The four-wheeler are going down by that double digit as in the last quarters. And the scooter market is still very strong. Moving from the market demand to Piaggio highlights, we can say that the performance in Western country was good, also thanks to an improving European market scenario. We are, of course, still leader in the total two-wheeler market and absolute leader in the scooter market. The volume are increasing, especially in Italy, finally, after more than 6 years of market decline. In Netherlands, in Germany, and in Spain, while we are facing some difficulties due to market condition in France. The performance in bikes has been very strong, both in US and in Europe, also thanks to new product launches, and with a very good 30% revenue growth across the different markets. The spare parts and accessory business grew double digit, confirming that we are focusing on this level of very strong profitability. And also in terms of average price, also excluding, of course, the Forex, we can sign an increase, showing that we are focusing on premium markets. As a total result, the revenue are up single digit, with a good performance in Italy, Germany, Benelux, up double digit, and France is still a drag affected by negative market conditions. In Asia Pacific, we had a weak performance in the quarter. Vietnam was in the third quarter negative, reflecting a very strong competition we have against other players such as Honda and Yamaha. The Q4 is expected to be better than previous year, also thanks to the launch of the new scooter. If we look at Asia-Pacific, excluded Vietnam, we can see a positive performance despite the very high market volatility. Vesta performance is still good, up by around 4% in terms of volume and around 24% in terms of value, so turnover. And it's positive, of course, also excluding the forex effect. As a total result, also thanks to a very strong competition contribution of forex, the revenues were up double digit, sustained also by good performance in Malaysia, Taiwan, and Thailand. Moving to slide number four, we move to India, and the Indian performance has been hit by a strong market deterioration. The four-wheeler market share has been pretty constant in the country, but the market went down by around 7%, and so our performance has been affected. We showed a resilient performance in the cargo business, where we are undisputed leader of the market, while we had a negative performance in the passenger market, especially because a negative performance in the PAX market in the rural areas, where we are undisputed leader, and a less negative performance in the cities, where Bajaj is the leader. So, putting together the performance of these two segments, the overall performance has been negative. Vespa was stable, a little bit increasing, but as you know, at the moment, the number of Vespa is still small. And in terms of prices, also in India, we had a good performance, also without considering the forex effect, which was very strong. So moving to financial highlights, we can say that the net sales were up by around 7.7%, or 72 million euros. The performance at constant forex was plus 0.5%. The EBITDA was slightly up versus previous year. The net profit was lower than previous year by 3.6 million. Looking at a different line, we had a positive contribution in terms of gross margin, plus 9 million. Even if with a lower ratio, 29.6 versus 30.9. And as you know, and as we explained in the last conference call, the entire effect is due to the movement of forex, which is boosting the revenue by a certain factor. And since we buy some components in dollar-linked forex currencies, these pose a dilution in terms of gross margin. The effect of the forex is around 1.4 percentage points, and since the total variation is 1.3, we can say that it is fully explained by the forex impact. The OPEX were higher compared to previous year, and the main components were the increase of depreciation, the increase of marketing, and the increase of ration expenses. Of course, forex played a negative contribution also in terms of OPEX, increasing them by around 8-9 million euros. Financial expenses were lower compared to last year, both on the recurrent side, because we negotiated last year the new bond, the new credit line facility with a lower interest rate, and Because last year we had a one-off item, which were the around 3 million euros paid to buy back the bond. In terms of capex, we spent around 68 million euros, which is an increase of around 11 million versus previous year. We can say that we are in line with the schedule of around 100, probably some 2-3 million higher capex in this year, 102-103 million euros. And this capex has been made to sustain the pipeline of product in 2015, some scooters and some new motorbikes, and also a new painting facility able to put us at the top of technology in terms of painting. The cash flow generation was healthy in the Q3. It was around 40 million euros, and it was boosted by a good operating cash flow and a strong containment of inventories and receivables. Moving to slide number 5, we can have a look at the P&L. So the total revenues were up by around 72 million euros, or plus 7.7%. Excluding the Forex, as we said before, it would have been plus 0.5%. The gross margin was increasing with a dilutive Forex effect by 1.3 percentage point. So last year it was 30.9, this year it is 29.6%. The EBITDA was slightly higher compared to last year, with a lower ratio to sales explained by the same Forex movement which explained the gross margin. The depreciation was strongly up compared to previous year. Last year it was 66 million euros, this year around 78 million euros, so plus 12 million. Out of which a part, around 3 million, is due to some Forex effect, and the remaining 9 million is due to higher capex during last year. The increase in depreciation led the EBIT at 58.1 million euro versus 69.6 last year, minus 11 million. Then we had this decrease in both recurring and non-recurring financial expenses. The recurring were down by 2.7 million, while the non-recurring were down by 2.9 million euro, leaving the income before tax at 30.5 million euro versus 36.5, so a minus 5.9 million. After a tax rate similar to previous year or 40%, the net income is 18.3 versus 21.9 million euros last year. In terms of net financial position, the number is 496 million euro of net debt versus an initial 493. With a worsening of 3 million euro in the year, also after the payment of dividends for about 26 million euro. Moving to slide number 6, we can have a look at the volume sold by Piaggio Group. The volume were down by around 5% to 396,000 units versus 417,000 units. The Indian commercial vehicle, which compared versus a very strong Q3, were down by around 10% to 135,000 versus 150,000 previous year. The commercial vehicle in the Western country were up by around 40%, from 7,000 units to 9.8. The Vespa in India was up by 9.7%, from 19,800 to 21,800. The Asia-Pacific performance, as we said, was negative, also because some destocking of old Liberty to allow a better introduction of the new vehicle launched at the beginning of October, and the decrease was around 9.8%, so from 64,000 last year to 58,000 this year. And finally, the Western country performance was down by 2.3%, from 175,000 to 171,000, after some few thousand units of destocking in order to prepare for launch of a new vehicle here in Europe at the end of this year and the beginning of next year, and also in order to reduce the pressure on dealers. The positive data is that when we met last time, the Western country were down by 4.2%. In the quarter, the performance was up by 2.4%, leading to a total minus 2.3%, but with a positive sign in the last quarter. Moving from volume to sales to slide number 7, we can see the very positive price mix together with the Forex effect. So the total volume were down by 5%, the total revenue were up by 7.7%, and excluding the Forex effect, would have been up by 0.5%. So the spread between minus 5 to plus 4.5 shows the positive mix and the positive pricing policy, which is true at the group level, but also true at the single cash generating unit level. For example, India was down by 10.2% in terms of volume. In terms of turnover, was up by 18%, excluding the Forex, down by 7%, with, let's say, a total contribution of mixed pricing able to increase from minus 10.2 to minus 7, so contribution of 3 percentage points. The commercial vehicle were up by 20.7%. There is some dilution versus volume increase, also because we are exporting some Indian vehicle from Europe to Latin America. The Indian two-wheeler was up by 32.2%, plus 13.9% excluding Forex, versus volume increasing by 9.7, so there is a further contribution of mixed price by around 4 percentage points. The Asia-Pacific was up by 9.7%, minus 4.4% excluding Forex, versus volume minus 9%, so the price mix effect accounts for around 5%. And similarly, in Western country, the total turnover was up by 5.1%, plus 2.9 excluding Forex, mainly US and UK. This 2.9% compares with the minus 2.3 of volume, showing that the effect was around, the price mix effect was around a positive 5%, also in Western countries. Moving from slide number 7 to slide number 8, you can have a look at the turnover evolution in terms of products. So the scooters were up by 0.7% from 472 to 475. The bikes were up by 33%. Aprilia was up by 42%, Moto Guzzi was up by 35%, and then there is some decrease in Derby and Gilera. The commercial vehicle were up by 9.3%, spare parts and accessories were up by 12.7%. Moving from turnover evolution to EBITDA, so slide number 9, last year EBITDA was around 135 million. Then we had the increase of net sales boosting the gross margin by around 24 million euros. The dilutive effect of COGS decreasing the gross margin by around 12.9 million euro, and then the OPEX effect increasing by around 11 million euro, out of which we say the Forex is accounting by 7.5 million and Racing Plus Communication for the remaining part. So the OPEX are up by 11 million, leading to an EBITDA of 135.7. Following slide is about the net result. So the change in EBITDA was 0.3 million, as we saw before, on top of last year result, which was 21.9 million euro. We had an increase in depreciation by about 11.9 million euro, and then saving in financial expenses by about 2.7 plus 2.9 in recurring and non-recurring expenses, and then reduction in taxes by around 2.4 million. Leading to a net result of around 18 million euros. Moving to slide number 10, we can have a look at the cash flow. So the initial net financial position was around 493 million euros. We had an operating cash flow increasing by around 4 million versus previous year, 91.3 versus 87.1. Then we had some generation coming from working capital, which is lower compared to last year. Last year the generation was around 18 million euro, but as we will see later on, is very positive because is mainly focused on reduction of inventory, able to lead the profit for probably next quarter to a much better result compared to what was Q4 2014. We will comment it later on. Then we had some increasing capex around 11 million euro, and negative contribution coming from change in equity and other by 26 million euro versus minus 10 million euro last year, and the difference is made by 26 million euro on dividends and with the opposite sign plus 10 million euro in other components. So the final net financial position is 495.8. So around 58 million worse compared to last year, but as you will remember, last year we had a terrible fourth quarter, and this year the expectations are much better. Moving to slide number 12, we can have a look at the balance sheet. So trade receivables are at 110 million euros. We absorbed to seasonality around 38 million euros versus the beginning of the year. Last year the absorption was 15, so we absorbed around 23 million euro more. We are working hardly in order to reduce it, especially in India, Vietnam, and US. And as you remember, at the end of Q2, the difference was plus 34 million euros of absorption versus previous year. So in these 3 months, we set the direction and we have been able to reduce by around 11 million. Inventory performance was astonishing because, I mean, we started the year with 232 million euro. Today we are at 231. Out of this movement, 5 million is an increase coming from Forex. So it means that apples with apples, we could have had a reduction of around 5 million euro of inventory despite a very strong seasonality, which last year caused an absorption of 59 million euro. So we can say that what we did in May and June in order to reduce the purchasing and in order to reduce the inventory of finished product, and what caused a very important under absorption, of fixed cost, because we manufactured around 10,000 units lower compared to previous year to reduce the finished product inventory, gave its result and is expected to give its result in the last quarter in terms of cash flow generation. And in fact, the following figure, which is the commercial payable, clearly show the trend. This year, we have been increasing, again, thanks to the seasonality, the debt versus supplier by 23 million euro. Last year, it was 98.6 million euro. And this is due to the fact that during these the last six months, we have been reducing production, we have been reducing the purchasing, and so keeping the same DPO, so days payable, we had to reduce the commercial payable proportionally, and this reduction of commercial payable proportionally will be the main difference in the fourth quarter in terms of cash generation. So lower debt to supplier, lower payment, higher cash flow generation. Moving to other assets and liabilities, last year they caused an absorption of 6.5 million. This year, a reduction of 15 million. So the reduction is almost entirely due to some recovery of VAT in Vietnam, India, and also in Italy, and some reduction of custom duties deposit in Vietnam. As a total result, we had working capital reduced by 0.7 million, which is lower than the reduction obtained last year, but I would say with a much, much better composition in terms of components. Moving to tangible plus intangible, there is a movement. Last year they absorbed 8 million, this year they released 3.8. But I mean, this is very much due to translation of Forex. Actually, what we said is that we invested 10 million more and we amortized 10 million more. So, excluding the Forex, the difference is pretty zero in terms of cash generation and cash absorption. The financial investments are very much in line to beginning of the year and previous year. And this is the same in terms of provision. The big difference is the valuation of TFR, the actuarial valuation of TFR, which is, a non-cash item. Everything put together, we have a net invested capital increased by around 48 million versus previous year, covered by some higher debt and some lower equity. The equity is at 410 million euro versus 420 last year. But as we say, the reduction is usually due to the payment of dividends made in April. So I believe we are done and open for questions.
Yes. As usual, I ask you to limit the number of questions to a maximum of 3 per person, please. Thank you very much.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register for your question by dialing star followed by 1. To cancel your reservation, dial star followed by 2. First, today's question comes from Ms. Monica Bosio of Banca IMI. Ms. Bosio, please.
Yes, thanks. Good afternoon, everyone. I would have two questions, three questions, let's say. The first one is on Europe. You highlighted that Europe is gaining momentum, leading to a 5% growth year-to-date. I was wondering if you have some most updated figures for October for the two-wheel segment and for the scooter segment. And if you have any idea of the full year growth rate in the two-wheel European market. The second question is similar, but as for the Indian market. The Indian market is strongly deteriorating. Do you have an idea of the amount of the deceleration, of the amount of the contraction for full year, for the end of the year? And on the back of the weakness of the emerging markets, not only India, but also the Asia Pacific, excluding Vietnam, would you see as feasible a full year EBITDA in the range of 160, 165 million, which is more or less aligned to the consensus that you have published on the website? Thank you.
Okay, so starting from Europe, October is having, a mixed performance in different markets. So the Italian market is nearly flat, let's say, with some decrease, I would say minus 1%. The German market, the Spanish market, the UK market, and the Dutch market are increasing, let's say from 2 percentage points in Holland and Germany to 7-8 percentage points in UK and Spain. While the French market is in some trouble with a decrease of around 10-15%. Of course, these are broadly estimates, also due to different number of working day in the month. The registration are made only in working days, And so the fact that there is some lower working day, usually one, but for example in Spain two, may be one of the reasons behind this reduction of market. So we are positive. After years, it seems that the market is increasing. The important point is that the market for motorbikes had a better performance than the scooter one, and so this really didn't help 100% Piaggio, because as you know, we have a much better market share in the scooter market. But the fact that the scooter market also started to grow from beginning of June, and the third quarter was finally positive, is in any case a very good news for us, because we will be able to leverage on the market recovery.
Okay, so would you have an idea of the what could be the final growth for the scooter market in Europe? Plus 3%, plus 4%.
At the end of the year, so today we have a total, in September, a total market for scooter plus 1.2%. So, if we add another 3 months at 3-4%, probably the total growth will be around 2% if we make the average of the 4 periods. The bikes are still, performing in line with the first months. So Italy, Germany, Spain, UK, and Holland are positive. And a similar effect is negative effect is in France.
Mm-hmm.
So I would expect the total market going up more or less in line to what happened during the first 9 months, so say 10%, 11%, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of EBITDA, I'm talking about the EBITDA of the group, so our EBITDA is in line with the consensus. So I think around anything from 160 to 165 should be, the final number. So today we are slightly up compared to last year, 0.2 million, and we plan to have some higher EBITDA in the Q4 compared to last year. So we will finish from plus 1 to plus 3, 4, 5 million euros.
Okay.
In terms of India, the performance is also conditioned, the comparison in terms of growth, by what it happened last year. So last year was very negative first quarter, slightly positive second quarter, very bullish third quarter, and then the fourth one was average, around 0%, slightly positive. So today the market is at minus 7%, and our expectation is that since we are going to compare with a much easier quarter, and the first days of the market are not so negative, there should be some sort of reduction in this decrease. But we already saw the first three quarters at minus 7, so I can tell you minus 6 may be the average. So we do not expect plus 20% in the Q4. But the good point is that last year Q4 was not so strong as Q3, which was the real difference today.
Okay, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thanks.
Last question comes from Mr. Nicolo Storer of Mediobanca. Mr. Storer, please.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. I have three questions. The first one is related to the the figures that you posted in Europe. Even stripping out the Forex effect, the price mix has been quite strong. So my question was, which is the effect which could be attributable to the pricing, and which the portion to the mix, and within the mix, which portion is driven by motorbikes, and which, on the contrary, driven by Vespa. The second question is on the mopeds market, and in particular, I was interested in understanding which is your overall market share in the European market. Last question on India. First of all, if you could gently comment more on which have been the drivers of the poor performance. I guess monsoon could be among them. And on the Vespa side, if you have come up with kind of new ideas for the development and the commercialization of these vehicles in the region, considering that the installed capacity is still much higher than the actual production rate. Thank you.
Okay. So we say that in the Western country market, including the forest, the price mix effect was the difference between plus 2.9 and minus 2.3, so around 5 percentage points. So this is due to, I would say, 1 to 1.5% to price. Because on average, at the beginning of last year, we have been increasing the price list by around this amount. So the variation coming from the price increase is very much aligned to this number. I would say plus 1.5%. Another plus 0.5 or something like that is related to the increase of spares and accessories, which increased more than, the actual volumes of vehicle. And the remaining part is due to the price mix effect. The mix effect. The mix effect was strong, I would say, especially because we had a much higher increase in bikes than in scooter. As you see, the bikes in slide 8 went up by 33%. Out of these total number, the biggest part of the bikes are being sold in Western country, both Europe and the US. So I would say that, the real positive mix was due to this effect. Also because Vespa kept a similar share that we're having last year. MP3 was more or less aligned to last year in terms of contribution. So I would say that the switch to bikes is the biggest effect, explaining the remaining 3%. Then, talking about European market share, our European market share is around 25%, both in the moped or 50cc and in the over 50cc. And is very much constant in the past years. Then India, poor performance. The market was very negative this quarter, especially the rural market. So while the cargo suffered, but not so much, the packs suffered very much. And especially it suffered in the rural area, As you know, I mean, we are undisputed market leader in the rural area, while we just entered the cities with the pass last year with the new vehicle, the Upper City Pass. So the fact that the rural market reduced the volume much more than the city one, together with the fact that we are around over 50% market share in the rural area and much, much lower in the cities, of course, had a more negative effect on Piaggio compared to the total industry. Going on, we are not negative in the sense that, as we said before, last year the first two quarters were low, or very low the first one, and let's say a little bit growing the second one, while the third quarter was very strong. And also, so this kind of comparison really has been made versus the stronger part of the year in 2014. Today, after almost 1 month, we can say that the market is performing a little bit lower than previous year, but with much smaller differences compared to the Q4. Vespa is a very difficult topic, of course, in India, because I mean the volume are low. We are increasing month after month, as I say all the times. I mean, in terms of cash flow generation, we are talking about an item not so important as APE, or not as important as MP3. We are monitoring and trying to put in place solution. Next solution may involve the launch of some new product, and of course the continuous improvement of the operation. It seems that today the dealer, which is one of the main issues in India, are experiencing a positive situation. They are, all of them, making some small amount of money, which is good in terms of retention of them. And so they are positive because month after month they saw their P&L increasing, and they are more willing to stay with us.
Okay, thank you. Maybe a very last question, very, very brief, on the new product pipeline. Is it correct to say that probably the new product launch will be more skewed towards scooter rather than motorbikes, talking about Europe? Thank you.
No, I mean, this year we launched more motorbikes than scooters, actually. Next year there will be some new important entry in the scooter part, and also some important entry in the motorbike, especially at the beginning of the year, some motor goods. But next week, next week there will be the Milano Motor Show, so there will be the unveiling of three very important new products launched from now to March. And then there is the bike, of course, the electric bike, which has been presented last year and will be actually launched in November, December. So in 2016 will be completely in the market.
Thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Filippo Prini of Kepler. Mr. Prini, please.
Good afternoon. One quick question from me. Could you tell us how much of the increase of OPEX has come from higher spending for racing compared to 2014? Thank you.
Okay, so the increase in racing after the 9 months is around a couple of million euros.
Just for racing?
Just for racing, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Gabriele Gambarova of Banca Akros. Mr. Gambarova, please.
So, I have just a question on the net financial position by year-end. You spoke about the free cash flow and its trend during the first 9 months. I was wondering where the net financial position may land by the end of this year.
Okay. Usually, during the last quarter, Piaggio has, let's say, an increase of net financial position, which is around 10, 15, 20 million euros. Last year, the performance was much worse, as you remember, and this is due to the fact that we had a lot of, let's say, production, then there was a drop in the market, there was a lot of inventory at the end of September with a lot of payable, and of course this figure had to be reduced at the end of the year, and so this caused a worsening of the net financial position higher than 50 million euros. Our expectations are to be in line with the normal year, so let's say that an average of this number may be around 15 million worse than today, so around 510. Of course, I mean, a lot of different items may improve a little bit or increase a little bit. And there are some very important items. One for all, we have to recover VAT credit, usual VAT credit in India. If it enters before end of the year, it will contribute positively. If it will enter in January, it will be improving during the first quarter of 2016. Just going back to the question I received before on new models, actually, I mean, the pipeline of completely new models, I said to scooter, and I confirmed to scooter, and then we have three bikes. I was talking about one, but there are other two bikes. So three bikes, one couple at the very beginning, and then one in the middle of the year. And then, of course, there is the e-bike. On top of that, we will have new model ears, novels, and so on and so forth. But the completely new model are two scooters, three bikes, one e-bike.
Okay, thank you. And if I may, a very last question on the Liberty in Vietnam. You said that you launched it at the beginning of October, if I'm not wrong. And I was wondering how was the market acceptance.
Yeah, we launched at the beginning of October, if I remember, the 5th or 6th October, something like that. The vehicle has been very appreciated from the market because it has a lot of technological improvement, and let's say also in terms of pricing, it has been accepted in terms of price quality. For example, we have the ABS, and you can imagine that this feature is not existing today in Vietnam, because also Honda uses a different technology, which is lower than the ABS. But we wanted to be the first one to launch ABS in Asia in a scooter such as Liberty. We have a new engine. So, I mean, the engine has more power, is smoother, lower consumption, reduction of noise, improved also quality. And then, I mean, in terms of overall scooter, is richer in terms of feature and inspire a higher degree of quality. So it has been very much accepted. Now, I mean, from product acceptation, from press, from dealer, and from everybody we saw it, the point is to increase the sales. And I mean, we are working on that, and we are at the very beginning at the moment.
Okay, many thanks.
Okay, so I think that time is up now, and so we have to close the call now. So thank you very much for attending the conference. As usual, if you have a further question, you can call me later or in the following day. Thank you very much. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is over.